It is a great honor to receive this prestigious award, which I do so on behalf of 59 staff on the project. Without their dedication and commitment, none of our achievements would have been possible. In particular, I would like to dedicate this award to three colleagues. Mr. Zahid Iqbal, a project community development market facilitator in District Mastong, and our driver, Mr. Habibullah, who were both gunned down in a terrorist attack last year. And Mr. Mohammed Irfan, who despite being hit by 9 steel-capped bullets, has survived and is striving to make a full recovery. I would like to pay testament to their courage and dedication. As you may be aware, the project operates in a deeply conservative and tribal area within 100 miles of the Pakistan-Afghanistan border, also bordering the troubled area of South Waziristan. One of the great successes of this project has been to mobilize nearly 5,000 women members of over 200 project community organizations, improving their lives through livestock interventions, kitchen garden activities, and access to drinking water facilities. During discussions with these women, including by USAID's independent evaluators, one is struck by how the project had deeply changed their lives. They now have access to incomes and to new ideas. They have developed immense confidence in themselves and the role they play in their communities. One of their top priorities is education for their children, including girls. To me personally, this is a stunning achievement. I would also like to acknowledge the immense support and encouragement from my colleagues within FAO and from the FAO representative in Pakistan, Mr. Kevin Gallagher, himself a previous winner of this prize, and thank them for their continuous support. In tapping both the depth and breadth of technical support from within FAO itself and from access to a pool of highly qualified international consultants, FAO in this project has shown that it is not just another national or international NGO, but is an international intergovernmental agency with the capability to draw upon worldwide expertise to address local needs and to bring about change through sharing of experiences, ideas, and methods. This aspect of FAO's work was highlighted by the independent evaluation of the project conducted in 2011. Resulting in the mobilization of additional funds from our partner in development, the United States Agency for International Development, and in attracting additional funds from the Australian Agency for International Development to allow expansion of the program into western border regions of Balochistan. This access to top quality international expertise, to my mind, is at the heart of the success of this project, and indeed is the comparative advantage which FAO brings to agricultural development. I thank you for this prestigious award and for allowing me the opportunity to undertake such valuable, fulfilling work. Thank you very much.